From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with this another edition of the Living Truth program originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. We are involved in what is often referred to as Passion Week. Passion Week is the time between the triumphal entry of the Lord Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem and his resurrection from the grave 7 days later. Now, so many times when we think of the Week of Passion, we think of the triumphal entry. We think of the Last Supper that the Lord Jesus had with his disciples. We think of his agony there in the garden. We think of the false trial that he had before Pilate and Herod. We think of the crucifixion, and obviously we think of the resurrection. But when you study the Word of God, particularly the Gospels, you will find that the Lord Jesus was very busy during this Week of Passion. In fact, there are at least 50 major things that the Lord Jesus Christ was involved with in these few days during the Week of Passion. So the Lord Jesus Christ was, without a doubt, very, very busy. But the whole focus of this entire week is that of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, throughout the course of the year, we often make reference to the cross of Christ. In fact, in my preaching, I like to mention the cross every time that I can, simply because of the fact that when we keep the cross before the people, I think it presents a very strong spiritual power. Not just because of the wooden beam upon which Jesus Christ died, but because of what the cross stands for, the death and the burial of Christ, the fact that he died for us to bear our sins in his body on that cross. Now, certainly during the Easter season, the cross is spoken of a lot, and indeed it should be, because the cross of Jesus Christ is the focal point of the Christian faith. Did you get that? Let me repeat it. The cross of Jesus Christ is the focal point of the Christian faith. Without the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, redemption would not be possible. Salvation would not exist. Now, all of us who are believers in Jesus Christ know that. But I think it's always good to remind ourselves of how important the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ actually is. So this week, I would like for us to take a look at the purpose of the cross of Christ and allow God to give us a greater insight and appreciation for how significant it is to all of us. We're going to be studying from Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, which we will get to later. And when we look down through Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, we find that the cross itself is not mentioned, but the work of Jesus Christ on the cross is clearly indicated. And that's what we are going to be studying throughout the course of this week. Now, just for the sake of clarification, keep in mind that when speaking about the cross of Christ, we're not making reference to the wooden instrument upon which Jesus died, but rather we are making reference to the work that Christ did for us on that cross. So in a sense, the cross is a symbol of Christ's work on our behalf. But remember this, in fact, never forget this, that the purpose of the cross of Christ is that it made deliverance from sin and the issuance of eternal life possible. You might want to write that down, that the purpose of the cross of Christ is that it made the deliverance from sin and the issuance of eternal life possible. Let's take a look at some of the passages of Scripture in the Word of God wherein the cross is mentioned. For instance, go to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14 with me, if you would please. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. where the Apostle Paul says, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." What a strong passage of Scripture that is. What strong language that is. Paul was basically saying, I must not glory in anything except the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the work of Christ for me on the cross, Paul was saying, I have died to the world, and the world is dead unto me. Basically, he was saying, I have victory over sin, over the world, over the flesh, and over the devil because of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. And that's applicable to every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the work of Christ on the cross, we have victory over the world and sin and everything that the world would throw our way. Praise God for that. Then let's go to the book of Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, another very significant passage, but also a very familiar passage of Scripture to most of us, where we find these words in verses 5 through 8. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Keep in mind, beloved, that the death on a cross was a very humble, low, terrible way to die. The Romans crucified thousands of people on those old crosses back in the day. And usually the cross and the death on the cross was set aside for those who were the worst of all criminals. In fact, the death on the cross back in the day that Christ was on the earth was the lowliest death that anybody could die. Stop to think about that. The Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory, the creation, the creator of the universe, the one who brought everything into existence, the Savior of the world, he is the one who went to that cross and died for you and for me. He's the one who made the tree from which that particular cross was formed. He died the lowest death that one could die, the death of a criminal on the cross. And of course, as we read on in Philippians chapter 2, in verse 9, it says, "Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Yes, Jesus died the lowest death, the lowliest death one could die on the cross. But after his resurrection and ascension back into heaven, God the Father highly exalted him. But thank God for the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Then go to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, and notice, if you would please, verses 19 and 20. Colossians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, where it says, "For it pleased the Father that in him, that is in Christ, should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in the earth or in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled." Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord Jesus Christ made peace through the blood of his cross. What is that teaching us? Well, it teaches us the fact that before Jesus Christ died on the cross, mankind was completely separated and in a position of alienation from God because of the fact of sin, because we are all spiritually dead. But when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he made it possible for mankind to be reconciled to the Father, to be changed from enemies to friends of the Lord, as it were, all simply because of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. So the cross is very significant. And throughout the course of this week, Passion Week, you'll be hearing a lot about the cross. You'll be singing about the cross. You may even go to special services where the concept of the cross is really emphasized. But remember this, that without the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, there would be no salvation. There would be no redemption. There would be no forgiveness of sin. There would be no justification. There would be no church. There would be no eternal life. And so, this may be a busy week for you. Some of you may be involved with various church activities. Maybe some of you won't be involved with many church activities. But I would like to encourage each and every one of you, as I am encouraging myself, that as we go throughout this particular week, we will indeed focus on the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, because without Christ going to the cross, there would be no forgiveness of sin, no eternal life for any of us. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow, we will begin to work our way down through Romans chapter 5, and we will focus on the purpose of the cross. And like I said, the word cross is not in that passage of Scripture, but the effect and the ministry of the cross, that is, the work of Christ on the cross, certainly is emphasized. And so we're going to be taking a look at that throughout the rest of this week. And I trust that you'll be able to be there by the radio as we do so. Well, thank you for joining us today. And until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.